The Electoral Commission says it's holding on with the publication of the notice of polls until all court cases are cleared. The commission said this will not in any way affect the calendar of the commission. In the conduct of the December 7 election, the Greater Accra Regional Director of the Commission, Kwame Amoah, said this at a training program for journalists in Accra. The training is to build the capacity of journalists to be abreast of CI 94 and the electoral process. He said the CI 94 does not give a specific time for the publication of notice of polls. Well, we have our reporter at the training, Felix Kofi, on the line. Hello, Felix.
Yeah, merci.
Yes, so what other issues has Mr. Amoah touched on?
Well, Mr. Amoah also said that the Electoral Commission has identified some flash points around the country, that's polling stations where they normally have issues when it comes to voting. And they are meeting with the Security Task Force to put up the appropriate strategies to be mounted on the election day. He said tomorrow there's going to be a meeting between the Electoral Commission and the Election Security Task Force and to deliberate more on this issue. And one issue that also came up has to do with the filing fee, which some of the parties complained that was astronomical. And he said the CI-94, which was passed by Parliament, mandate gives the Electoral Commission, the 7 commissioners, the power to determine the filing fee. And that is exactly what was done in this situation, Mercy.
Yes, and this program is intended to build your capacity as a journalist. What has it done for you so far?
Mercy, we've learned a lot right from the day of voting to the counting of the ballots and then to the declaration of results. And most of the journalists who were here learned a lot, and they said the EC should continue to organize such more programs for the media ahead of the December elections. And I think the Electoral Commission is also going to have another training workshop for another set of journalists and then some of the stakeholders in the electoral processes.
Felix, the issue of flashpoints, I think I have to go back to that. The issue of flashpoints, the EC is meeting Security Task Force for a discussion. You said tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yes. Is it only the Security Task Force? Isn't the EC going to deal with this issue of flashpoints differently?
No, you know, when it comes to security, it's a matter for the security agencies to handle. And then, you know, we have this Election Security Task Force that deals with the issues of when it comes to security. So that is exactly what the EC is doing, engaging the security agencies, having more discussions, and then putting up their appropriate strategies to be mounted, because they don't want to have any incident during this year's election, Mr. Sowa.
Yes, and actually, the reason why I asked the question is I was thinking about education for, you know, the electorate in those areas.
Yes, the EC is having education programs for the party agents and then stakeholders within the election processes. And this is part of the measures being put in place. They are having discussion with the political party agents in the regions, educating their members as to what to do on the election day and then the way they are supposed to, even when they get to the polling station, where after voting, you have to leave and go home, wait for the counting to begin in the evening, and then you come and witness. That's what is going on, Ms. Soa.
Thank you, Felix Kofi. You heard Felix Kofi, our correspondent at the training program organized by the EC for journalists.